Jeremiah, too young. Jacob was a liar. Gideon was afraid. You can go on and on. You look at all the way. David was an adulterer and a murderer. All right? These are not the brightest. Isaiah preached naked. All of a sudden, you like me a whole lot better, don't you? Jonah ran away. Jesus denied. The disciples deserted. Paul was too narrow-minded. Lazarus was dead. Okay? These are the kind of jokers God picks. All right? I was called at a very early age in my life. I'm telling you, God does not pick the best. All right? Mary was not picked because she's the best. What sets Mary apart is her obedience. Her obedience. So many times, have you noticed in our life, in our relationship with God, we're trying to get God to say yes. We try to get God to say yes to something. It's something we want, something we're praying for, something we desire, some dream we have, something going on in our life. And we try to get God to say yes to us. And Mary shows us that a life of faith is about us saying yes to God. And there is a difference with that. To be able to train, to hear God's voice, and to be able to say yes. That's what the dedication does. That's what Jamie and Vance have promised to do. They're going to help Jane, as they've been helping Misha, discern and hear God's voice. Baptism grows out of being able to hear God's voice. In a few moments, Lorelai will be getting baptized because she has heard God's voice. She heard God's voice because Brian and Elizabeth did a dedication, and they said, we're going to promise to help her learn to hear God's voice. Brian and Elizabeth were able to do that because Glenn and Karen dedicated. All right, same with Beth and Jim. Did the same thing for Jane. That's the way this works. We help each other discern God's voice. And in our answering yes, we're able to continue to affirm that all of us have been blessed that way. Did you don't know this, but you're going to know it now. When Lorelai gets baptized in a little bit here, you'll notice in baptisms, the way we do it in our tradition, we lay them down as if they were dying, and then they rise to a new life. All right, but when you put your head upside down in water, guess what happens? Water can go up your nose, all right? And that's not exactly a spiritual moment, you know. Is that the Holy Spirit? No, that's just water, all right? So you have a handkerchief that you put over your nose and mouth to help, because you just need a little barrier for a moment to keep the water out. Lynn Branch, bless her heart, was a deacon that assisted Elizabeth when Elizabeth was baptized. 7 different moves, Lynn Branch still has that handkerchief. All the different moves since that time. And remembered what it was for. That same handkerchief is going to be used now for Lorelai's baptism. The tradition of passing things on, of helping people discern how God is moving in people's lives. That's what we do. We've been, all of us, blessed with parents or grandparents or aunts or uncles or coaches or teachers. We have been blessed with friends and neighbors who have been able to support us and help us discern God's call. Now, saying yes to God's call isn't always a bed of roses. That's not always pleasant, even with Jesus. If you've ever read the Bible, then you know this is true, all right? Jesus was not an easy child. All right? You know how when they sing the song Away in a Manger, No Crying He Makes? That's not in the Bible. All right? That's in the hymnal, but that's not in the Bible. Listen to Jesus. Read about Jesus. Remember when he started his teenage years? Remember that? Did you ever have a teenager? What do? Stop the car. Let me get out. They're not going to be hanging out with you. You ever see that? Jesus does the same thing, only he doesn't get in the car. Remember? They go into the big city, go into Jerusalem. They head back. Jesus ain't with them. He's hanging out. He's hanging out. They find, hey, where's Jesus? We don't know where Jesus is. And then when they get to Jesus and they reprimand him, he says, don't you know where I'm supposed to be? That's pretty mouthy. Don't talk to your mom like that. Don't talk to your dad like that. But that's what Jesus does. That's what Jesus does. He does. When he starts his ministry in the Gospel of John, it's in the book. I'm not making this up. His very first miracle. Remember that in the Gospel of John? All right? Mary says, hey, they're out of wine. What does Jesus say? Okay, Mom, I'll take care of it. No. He doesn't even call her Mom. He says, oh, woman, what is that to me? Oh, boy. If I had said that to my mom my first day of ministry, it would have been my last day of ministry. Oh. And it doesn't get any better in his ministry. Later on, the brothers and sisters and my parents, he can't be bothered. He's one little mouthy guy, this Jesus. Can you imagine what that's like? It's not a bed of roses. It's not easy. Mary goes to the home of Elizabeth because it's Christmas time. All right? Everybody travels. We got family all over the place here, don't we? All this family coming in here today, family from all over. Marlena here from North Carolina. All these people from North Carolina. They should just move here. It'd be a lot easier. It'd be a lot easier. Mary travels to Elizabeth. Now, maybe Mary needs to get away. Maybe. It's not in the Gospel of Luke, but in the Gospel of Matthew, Mary's pregnancy is scandalous. Maybe Mary's trying to get away from prying eyes and gossipy voices. Maybe she's just looking for someone who will dare to share in her joy and in her pregnancy instead of judging her. We don't know why she goes. We only know that she goes. And she's pregnant because she said yes to God's plan. It's not her plan. I can promise you when she was growing up, this was not the expectation she had for her life. Oh, I hope. No, she wasn't expecting anything like this. This is not what she had in mind. Sometimes our expectations can mess us up. We think our life is going to go this way, and it goes a different way. We're wondering, where's God's hand in all of that? We look at the birth of Jesus, and it wasn't like people weren't looking for a Messiah. They had been expecting a Messiah literally for hundreds and hundreds of years. They've been waiting for the birth of the Messiah, and then when it happened, they missed it. Expecting it, expecting it, expecting it, and then it happens because they didn't expect it the way he came. Mary and Elizabeth are both expecting. And there's a way that when Elizabeth sees Mary, there's a way you can read it that it's not just a shout, it's a song of joy that she sings when she sees. And if you read to the end of the chapter, you find out that Mary is singing. And you kind of got to wonder, why are they singing? Why are they singing? How can you sing when your life has been turned upside down and inside out? Mary's pregnancy is a scandal. She went away probably because everybody was talking about her. That angel didn't go to everyone and explain to everybody exactly why she was pregnant. Mary's the only one that got to hear that information. Joseph gets it later in a dream, and that's it. We're not told anybody else. It wasn't like it hit the national news or something, all right? Hey, now everybody support Mary because she's pregnant with all. No, 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 no. For all they knew, it's a scandal. How Mary's able to sing in a time like that. Mary's story moves us from who we think we are to who God calls us to be. And if you're willing to hear God's voice, God gives us a new identity. God called Mary because he knew the world needed to hear a song of hope. He knew the world needed to hear a song that reminded them that God had not forgotten them, a song of light in a time of darkness, A song that reminded people where true power was. And it wasn't on a throne. True power was in God. A song of grace. We're not called because we are great, but because God is great. And when we are obedient to God, then great things can happen. But it's not about us. It's about God. What good is it if Mary's life is full of grace and ours is not? Because God has given each of us a song, and the world needs to hear it. Decades and decades. You know how I sang last week? I got flooded with phone calls. I just have to tell you. I was on Twitter sphere all over the place. You all just overwhelmed me so much with you know, affirmation for my wonderful voice. Andreas couldn't stop talking about it all the way, you know, just everybody just loved it. And it reminded me, so I'm going to sing to you again because, you know, it's Christmas. I want to give you a joyous opportunity. And I want to sing a song. I want to sing a song. It's old. It's way, way old that I remember hearing when I was growing up. And it's not a religious song. It's not a religious song. It's a song about a soft drink, of all things, about Coke. Do you remember? Some of you might remember that song, the way that song went. It went like this. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I'd like to hold it in my arms and keep it company. I'd like to see the world for once all standing hand in hand and hear them echo through the hills for peace throughout the land. You know, that's the song I hear. You know, I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with love. Remember how that song used to go? And if you saw the commercial, you had people from all walks of life, every kind of everything, everybody holding hands. And it was such an idealistic, wonderful, beautiful picture of a song of hope and love and peace and harmony. It was beautiful. Did you know you can sing Amazing Grace to that tune? Seriously. Right now. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. See how beautiful that works? That's how we can sing at a time like this. Because that's the song that the world needs to hear. And we are so blessed this morning to see Lorelei become baptized and to add her voice to that song that the world needs to hear. And so, Lorelei, if you're ready to join in the song God has placed in your heart and that the world needs to hear, I invite you to come to be baptized.